Hi everyone, my name is Luke, and welcome back to another episode of Dynamic Digital World. Today, this is episode 82, and today we're just going to go over a few things that happened over the last few months. No major details, I'm literally going to skim read over the events from, September to October. Just a couple of Apple events, a Google event, and obviously the acquisition of Activision Blizzard by Microsoft. And then once that's done, I am going to go into a bit more detail in relation to the OpenAI stuff that's been happening over the last few days, because honestly, it keeps changing. It's probably changed in 5 minutes since I started recording this video, this audio podcast even. But I'm just going to try and do whatever I can to make it work, and we will see. So let's get started by talking about Apple. So, first thing I'm going to do is say, go watch MKBHD's video, go watch everyone else's video, do not stay if you want prolonged information with in-depth detail about it. Simple reason is, other creators have done an amazing job, and I'm coming in months later, so they had it at the time, some of them were there at the event, go watch their stuff, they did amazingly, but long story short, new iPhones were announced. iPhone 15 lineup is here. I believe it has the Dynamic Island on all devices. It has USB-C, finally. I'm so happy. I am very close to swapping over to an iPhone from Android if I wasn't on the foldable right now. If it wasn't for the whole foldable thing, I would probably be on an iPhone. But the Fold 5 has been amazing, and I kind of can't go back from a foldable phone, but that's for another time. But yeah, it's really good phones. I think they did slightly increase the base pricing of one of their devices, but the reasoning for that is kind of like, okay, it's £100 more or something, but in reality it's just that they've increased the base storage and they just used the same pricing for that storage that they would normally use. So it looks like they've increased the pricing, but what they've actually done is just gotten rid of a tier, essentially, which I think is a very Apple way of doing things. I don't know, that's all I'll say. So there's that in terms of Apple. There's also the new MacBook Pro and M3 lineup of chips. For the first time ever, they announced the M3, M3 Pro and M3 Max all at the same time. They also announced a new iMac that comes with the M3 processor, and a MacBook Pro that comes with M3, M3 Pro, or M3 Max, I believe. Why they decided to do it that way, where all three are in the Pro, doesn't make any sense to me personally, but hey, that's how they decided they wanted to do it, that's up to them to decide. But personally, I think it makes no sense to have a pro laptop that doesn't have a pro chip, so we will see. I mean, I guess you could always argue that technically any Apple device is a pro device anyway, but I don't know. I doubt that, personally. Google have announced the Pixel 8 lineup of phones. It looks really cool. I haven't been able to try it out. I'm on a Samsung Galaxy Z Fold. Again, go check out Marquez, he did a video on it. I believe Mr. Who's the Boss did one. Go check out your other favourite creators for it. They did amazing jobs with all of this. I've been away for a couple of months, so I'm a bit behind, but I wanted to just make sure people are aware of things. It has a lot of AI features. It can do audio erasing, so background audio can be taken out. It can change literally the face that someone is pulling in an image, which is kind of cool. Yeah, there's a lot of very cool features on Pixel 8, and most of them are cloud-based, but still pretty awesome to see them all existing. And then, of course, the final thing that I'm kind of going to talk about in terms of quick recaps is the Microsoft purchase of Activision Blizzard. Wow, this has been, I think it's probably nearly 2 years at this point since the announcement. They probably announced this I think they announced this like ages and ages ago. I want to say nearly 2 years. I want to say like it was almost 2 years ago, like beginning of 20, like over 2 years ago, beginning of 2021. But I feel like it was more the beginning of 2022. Let me see if I can find it here. Nearly there. Hang on. I got a whole timeline up on here. Yeah, it was beginning of 2022, so probably about a year and a half it took. Maybe over that. Like, very close to 2 years, though. Microsoft announced they were going to acquire Activision Blizzard. And long story short, they have now done so. I honestly didn't think it would happen. So, yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm happy. So, Microsoft now own Activision Blizzard. This happened on the 13th of October 2023. Bobby Kotick is expected to be leaving in the beginning of 2024. And that's about the same time that Activision Blizzard games are expected to come to Game Pass. Go to The Verge, check out their write-up on it. They've got amazing articles from Tom Warren. He did some amazing write-ups related to this. Also go to Windows Central. They've done some amazing stuff on it as well. Same for Eurogamer. I fairly certain, in fact, I know for a fact that they have a lot of them on there about it. A lot of articles on there about it. Just go check them all out. They have some amazing detail that I just don't have time to go into. Check out Florian Mueller on Twitter. I refuse to call it X, but on X, I guess. He did some amazing legal analysis of legal challenges that Microsoft had to beat. Just go check all of these people out. They were honestly incredible. And it's been really cool to see all of these people, read all of the analysis, and it's just been really awesome. So that's kind of the mini roundup of what I would say are kind of three of the bigger announcements over the last few months. However, the biggest announcements have probably started over the weekend. This is something that is just not stopping by the looks of it. Yeah, I honestly don't know. It seems like just everything is changing every few minutes, and it just is kind of incredible. So, on November 17th, which I believe, if I look at my calendar, was, yeah, last week on Friday, OpenAI announced that Sam Altman has been fired as the CEO of OpenAI. Now, originally, we didn't know the reason for his firing, apart from that he hadn't been particularly candid in his correspondences with the board. However, I kind of can't believe this because I honestly can't believe the reason they actually forced him out, because we found out the reason. It's somewhere in here. Yeah, so Ilya Sutskever, one of the board members who was responsible for Altman's firing, gave employees two explanations for this. Now, this is kind of like, so they say that he wasn't candid in his communications, right? Now, if this is actually the two only reasons that they got rid of him, it really does kind of call into question the leadership in that board, in my opinion. But they basically fired him. The reason they gave to employees is that they fired him because he gave two people the same project. You can do that. You can give two people the same project, whether they're working collaboratively or separately. They might not be exactly the same. They could have very minute differences. This is a development company. Sometimes you have two groups of people working on the same project in different ways, and they haven't come together at the end. That's a thing sometimes. But then he also gave two board members different opinions about a member of personnel. Now, okay, fine. You're not talking to each member of the board and giving them the same opinion. If those opinions weren't given on the same day, that's irrelevant. If they weren't given out the exact same time on the same day, it's almost guaranteed to be irrelevant. If there's even an hour or two in between those two opinions, that could be perfectly valid. Because, like, we don't have the details. Business Insider don't really... I'm just reading through... I was going to be reading through. But... apparently I can't. Because it's paywalled. Gotta love that by Business Insider. But, this is kind of amazing to me, right? Because if that's actually the reason that they're saying they fired him, they fired a man over that, then, that's questionable to me. If that is the reason he was fired, then okay, I guess. But, yeah. So, he was fired on Friday last week, right? Almost immediately, there was massive amounts, and I mean massive amounts, of backlash in relation to this. So, there's immediately after, Greg Brockman, the chair of the board, said that he was leaving. Said that he was leaving OpenAI. Yeah, he just decided to leave the company because he didn't like the way it happened. When Altman was fired, the CTO, Mira Murati, was named interim CEO. As for why, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know, it's all been so weird, right? Because, like, we just found out that all of this has been so crazy. So, the way that they fired him is kind of crazy as well. So, he got a text from Ilya Sutskever. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, by the way. It just is what it is. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'm sorry. Someone please correct me. So he was given that text message asking for a talk on Friday, November 17th at noon. At noon on that call, he was told by Sutskever, I really hope I'm not messing up your name. I'm so sorry. Well, Adam D'Angelo, Tasha McCauley, and Helen Toner that Sam was being fired and the news was going out very soon. Within minutes, Brockman was invited to a Google Meet call where he was informed of his removal from the board and that Sam had been fired. This was basically at noon on Friday, November 17th. They fired their CEO and then told one of the members of the board that they were being removed. Not long after, on November 18th, three high-level OpenAI researchers quit. But then Sam Altman has also been cleared by the COO of committing a sort of malfeasance. He doesn't appear to have done anything wrong. Like, he done nothing wrong in financial relationship, in his finances, nothing wrong with business, nothing wrong with safety, nothing to do with security or privacy practices. A complete breakdown in communication between Sam and the board. This is just insane to me. Like, the reason that they gave for the firing to employees is insane to me enough. Yeah, I don't know. It's all kind of insane to me. So then on November, was it on the 19th or was it on the 20th? On November 19th, things then just kind of changed. This was a Sunday, bear in mind, this is a Sunday, right? And then, by Sunday, the board was trying to get Altman back as CEO. They realised what they'd done was wrong. And then they tried to get him back. This is within 2 days of it. which is insane to me. Okay? Why? Why would they fire him just to try and get him back in 2 days? That I don't understand, but yeah, they wanted him back. Like, I understand why they want him back, because he was great from what we can hear from people who worked at OpenAI, but don't fire him if you then don't think you'll be able to do anything without him. And then mass resignations have been threatened as well. And then OpenAI is saying they're optimistic they can get Altman back. And they said that in a memo to staff after firing him. The board then said, by the way, we think we can get him back. Just no logic to it, in my opinion. It doesn't make sense. It's so crazy. And then it's just Sam Altman then went into OpenAI's building with a guest badge. Which is also insane to me. Microsoft, bear in mind, Microsoft's been massively partnered with OpenAI, so they're probably scared about what's going to happen, because they rely on OpenAI quite a lot. So they then basically said, so Satya Nadella basically stepped in and said he would mediate the discussion between Altman, Greg Brockman, and the current board members as they tried to select a new board, but whatever happened, something went wrong. Microsoft declined to comment to The Verge on this. By the way, all of this is from The Verge. Please go read all of their stuff. I'm giving you a very brief run through. I'm going to just give you a quick run through here. Microsoft declined to comment. OpenAI's communications team wasn't returning any calls. It was a Sunday. Kind of understandable. It then broke down. It all then broke down, basically, on November 20th, on Monday, because the interim CEO, Mira Murati, tried to rehire Altman and Greg Brockman in some sort of role as CEO, so technically they report to her, so then Sam would still be there because she was aligned with him. This is just insane to me. Like, this whole thing is just insane to me. So just, yeah. They tried to rehire Altman and Brockman. Everything fell apart. Everything then fell apart on November 20th. The company got rid of Mira Murati. I don't know where Mira Murati currently stands in terms of where she's working. I hope she lands on her feet whatever she decides to do. But they then put Emmett Shear, the former Twitch CEO and co-founder, as interim CEO of an AI company. That was their third CEO in 3 days, basically. So yeah, Microsoft then announced on the same day that they will be hiring Sam Altman and Greg Brockman to lead an advanced AI research team, and that Altman would be CEO in the group. So they would give him a CEO title in the new group. Basically them saying, look, no matter what happens at OpenAI, we'll have AI products. They're not, like, don't forget, they rely on Copilot. Like, Copilot had been a massive push for them. If they lose OpenAI because it goes, they're going to have to be incredibly quick at building their own thing up to just kind of keep the ship afloat. So they announced that they're hiring Sam Altman and Greg Brockman. Then OpenAI employees criticized the company's board membership. This is just, it's insane. And then Ilya Sutskever on November 20th then did a post saying that he regrets everything. He regrets how things were handled. Sam Altman replied in a quote post with a heart on X. It just changed. Like, they're changing so hard, so fast. An open letter was then sent to the board of OpenAI saying that if Sam Altman and Greg Brockman don't come back, then hundreds of OpenAI employees would leave and join Microsoft. And Microsoft had basically given them an open invitation to join. Which is, again, just insane. It was like Microsoft basically saying, yeah, we're going to take all your talent. If you don't, you know, sort things out, we will take your talent and we will just do things our own way. But then it turns out that Sam Altman isn't showing up in Microsoft's corporate directory at that point on November 20th. Obviously, he was still new. It was very quick. So there could still be a bit more time. But then all of a sudden, it comes out that Sam Altman was still trying to return as OpenAI CEO on November 20th, again. Now, that doesn't really surprise me. Because, realistically, if they can return to OpenAI, they probably would. Because they would then have the ability to use everything they've already developed and keep everything the way it is, which is obviously a better deal than having to start from scratch within Microsoft. That would be a nightmare, I think. So that's just, like, that's just insane to me. Like, this is so crazy that they tried to, that they fired the guy, tried to get him back. Microsoft announced they're hiring him, but then that hire might not go through because he might go work at the company that just fired him. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Satya Nadella has no clue what's, doesn't seem to have a clue about what's going on because he's really confused. The announcement of a new advanced AI research team at Microsoft set Microsoft's stock price soaring. There's likely to be an investigation if that doesn't end up being a thing that exists because OpenAI situation gets resolved. There's a good chance of an investigation now because of those statements. Because at the end of the day, they need to keep status quo, if possible. But the AI research team announcement is now a question that of, did they manipulate the market to keep themselves above float? Realistically, that's not what they did. They announced a deal. Things are moving very fast. I'm sure it would be fine. But there's always that risk now, especially with SEC and FTC. You know, what they've been doing with Microsoft recently, which we spoke about earlier. It's always risky when they get involved. And then a report came back about basically just employees threatening to quit. And then another executive at OpenAI told employees that the number one goal remains to reunify OpenAI. Negotiations are continuing between Altman, the remaining board members, and interim CEO Emmett Shear. They're going to continue discussions on the 21st of November, which is the day this is being released. But just remember, I'm recording UK time, so there's still a couple of hours probably until discussions get meaningfully underway today. I'm going to refresh the live feed just to see if anything else has come up, but no, it hasn't yet. So it's just insane to me. I mean, in 4 or 5 days, they have fired Sam Altman, appointed two different CEOs. Sam Altman's been hired by Microsoft, but then maybe not isn't being hired by Microsoft. OpenAI and Microsoft's entire partnership is currently in jeopardy. It's just insane to me, to be honest. Like, the fact that they got rid of their OpenAI, the interim CEO that they appointed because she decided to align herself with Altman and Brockman, it's insane to me. And then they also tried to get Altman back, which is also insane to me. Like, it just, This whole thing makes no sense. It's very confusing. I will be keeping you updated as and when we learn more. There's a good chance of like just mini kind of posts on things like X and Instagram, just with mini updates as and when they come out, because it's gonna be insane. Although don't expect much tonight, because I'm actually going out tonight. But anyway, like, it's just insane to me. All of this is just absolutely insane how quickly this is moving. We will have to wait and see what happens, but my advice would be don't hold your breath for some miracle to happen in the next few weeks. I personally don't think that's likely. So that's everything, really. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I'm kind of just in shock from all of this, because like, just going back over it, it still just puts me in such a shock again. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. My name is Luke. Visit Midnight Out Digital World. I am back now. I'll try and do up these a bit more frequently. No promises, but I'm going to try. Hope you enjoyed today's video. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.